Good afternoon. I want to thank you all for joining us, particularly using that extra hour that we got today to come here to hear us. We really appreciate that. We're honored to have you here. I've got a few people I also want to thank. I don't know if he's here or not, but Tony Hartshorn from the Esther Simplot Performing Arts Academy, who has been really wonderful to work with and providing us with a rehearsal space every Saturday morning, which we go to have a lot of fun together and learn how to make better music. And to the people from the First Presbyterian Church, including Cindy Clegg, Scott Bilderback, who both have been extremely helpful in getting us set up here, and then Reverend Andrew Kukla as well, who's is in charge here. Also, we have an AV team up above in the balcony, and they will be doing a video recording of our performance, which will appear on our website in short order, along with our previous performances that we have done in the last year or two. And that's at ccmband.org. If you wish to go there, you can listen to us again if you happen to want to do that. And I also want to thank my wife, Ann, who is has been using her smile to help those extra cash funds in your wallet jump into our donation jar. We use that to supplement our revenue that we get from basically all our players contribute a membership fee, and that's what keeps us going financially. So any help you can give us is certainly appreciated. And that's all I have with that. I'd like to introduce Tom Payne, our trumpet player, who will talk about trumpets for you.
Thanks, Tom. Good afternoon. I came here to talk just a moment about the first piece that we're going to play today and how it came to be. It's a couple of stories that I'll be joined by another band member in a moment, and it's called Stara Chesky Fanfare. And I had never looked into what a fanfare was actually defined as. And so I looked it up for the definition. And the best thing about going to a musical event for me over the years, New York Symphonies and other things that I've done, is that sometimes you get historical context and background to a piece of music. So today I'm here to assure you that there's no historical context and no background to this piece. None. I have looked and looked, and I'll tell you why. A fanfare is a brief musical flourish. It's played mostly by trumpets or other lower brass from the dark side, and sometimes percussion, as a brief improvised introduction to a musical or instrumental performance. It's a spectacular public display. Yeah. So why do I bring this to your attention? Because there are two non-correlated events that came together for the start of our concert today. My wife, Debbie, is here, and she's going to raise her left hand, or someone's going to point at her. She's shaking her head. She's back there. A few years ago, Debbie and I had the privilege of visiting Prague, Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, for a few days. Have any of you been to Prague? So do you know the St. Charles Bridge? I'll paint a picture. Yeah. It was a beautiful evening. We had spent the day at the monastery and the castle up on the hill above the old city. And when we thought about heading back to the old city for dinner, we looked several miles in the distance, and Debbie either suggested or insisted that we walk instead of take the tram and the cable car. So we headed down through a beautiful boulevard and shops and restaurants to the ancient and very historic St. Charles Bridge. And it is a bridge now that is entirely pedestrian. It's arts and food and music and just a place for people to gather. It was a beautiful, again, paint the picture, sunset evening. As we got to the end of the bridge, there's a church on the left-hand side in the old city, and a trumpet fanfare began from the porch of the church. And for a trumpet guy, this can be a life-changing event. It was exactly what I described. It was a brief flourish. I ran over there, Debbie dragging behind me, And as they finished the fanfare with herald trumpets, the musicians in their timely clothing disappeared into the church to play in the concert, but they made a mistake. They left the music on the stand. So backpacking as we did, I didn't have any room for treasures or for souvenirs, but I can take digital souvenirs home, and I went up to the music stand, and I clicked a picture. And that was my souvenir. And I brought it home, and I put it on a score. And to our knowledge, and all the work I've done, the only reference I've found to it is at the Stanford University Archives of Czech Fanfares. There is a brief mention. They don't know who wrote it, sometimes between 1549 and 1741. And it is a brief flourish. However, there's another part of this story that I'm going to introduce Ron Black and how these two things came together just for fun tonight or this afternoon to play. I appreciate very much all of you being here and hope you enjoy both the fanfare and the trumpets and the story that Ron Black is now going to share briefly with you about this particular musical instrument.
Hello, my name is Ron Black, and I'm part of that lower brass. Anyway, part of our story, we're going to continue the story, this unconnected story, is that mine did not take place in Prague or anything. It's just Anaheim, California, where Disneyland is. So in 1985, I just happened to go into Brown's Music. Turns out, gentlemen I had played with, we didn't really know where we had played with together, but I noticed in his store that he had a picture of himself kind of in a marching band uniform, and he was holding a heralding trumpet. And I said, hey, did you play in the 84 Olympics? He goes, yeah, I did. And so we had talk, and I said, oh, they let you keep the trumpet? He said, no. He said, they were going to send them all back. And he says, that's a shame. He says, so I bought 70 of them. Want to buy one? Yeah. So for $1,000, a lot of money in 85, a lot of money now, I bought this horn. Now this is one of the 124 heralding trumpets from the 1984 Olympics. And I have the packing slip from it. And if you look up the serial number on this horn and look at the packing slip, it is the first one listed. So you could say this would be horn number one. And I'd love to tell you I play it, but I play from the dark side. Anyway, today we're going, it's veterans, it's getting toward Veterans Weekend, Veterans Day. And I am just so privileged that we have a gentleman, and I'd like to have him stand up, Darren McIvins. He is, let's give him a hand. And Darren is a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, and he is about to retire after 20 years. Can we give him a round of applause? Thanks, Darren, for your service. Thank you, sir. So, this horn, this is the first performance of this horn. It sat in my closet for many, 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 many years. It actually sat in a friend's house who had a music room for a while, but it has not performed. So we can honestly say that this horn has not performed since the closing ceremonies of the 1984 Olympics. So we have a unique fanfare and a unique horn for you. And with further ado, I'd like to bring up our conductor, Kelly Smith.
Gee, I try to get him to stand up for acknowledgement. I think it's important. All these wonderful people. Can you give him another round of applause, please?
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelly Smith, and last spring, I was asked to take over this band from the previous conductor, James Perkins. And Jim has been playing with us, but he got a little sick this weekend. So if you send all your good wishes to Jim and wish and hopes that he will feel better soon. That was the Green Berets. Green Beret, 1966. Remember, if you were as old as I am, remember the gentleman standing up singing in his Green Beret uniform? That was on the number one list for 5 weeks, the Green Berets. So I thought as we were getting closer to Veterans Day, that would be a good piece to play. The next piece we're going to play is called Habanera. Anybody know what a habanera is? I know, everybody's going to say, pepper, pepper, pepper. I got something for you to think about, too. It's a dance, but also, if you know the opera Carmen, there's a habanera in Carmen. But this is not the same one, so this is habanera. So in 1938, Leroy Anderson was doing arrangements for the Boston Pops, and he and Arthur Fiedler had a long-standing, I don't know, friendship. He did a lot of music for Arthur Fiedler for the Boston Pops to play. So this one we're going to play for you now is Jazz Pizzicato, and if it was played by a string player, a pizzicato, of course, you know, is them plucking the strings to get that sound. So the wind players, when we do this, they just have to play the notes a little shorter. So please enjoy Jazz Pizzicato. At this time, Neil Barson is going to come up and conduct the band in a song called Air for Winds, which was written by our college band director, Mel Shelton. How many people knew Mel Shelton in this room? Yes. Mel Shelton was a wonderful person, and he wrote some wonderful music. So Neil and I both were in the band, not in the same sections, or I would have caused him a lot of trouble. But anyway, so here it is, Air for Winds.
Thank you.
I named this, I gave him the name of Movies, Music, and Mayhem. If you were around my neighborhood, we had all these kids running around at all hours of the day and night just playing, and that's what I thought of when I thought of mayhem. And so this next piece is called A Childhood Remembered. And if you can, close your eyes, imagine you're a child, and think about all the fun you had when you were a child. So the next piece we're going to do is a tribute to Burt Bacharach. You're going, who? No, I hope you know who he is. He passed away in February and March of this year, and he wrote so many songs, but the ones that I keep remembering, you know, as you're as you're walking down the street, what do you get when you fall in love? So I think about all those fun little songs. So please enjoy Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Thank you.
And we need to remember the words of the song, the very last song that we finished with, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." Next piece, Great Movie Marches. There's the march part, and there's going to be all for movies, like I said, in the theme, but you're going to hear Bridge Over the River Kwai, Colonel Hathi's March, something from this little show called Star Trek, and then some Indiana Jones. So please sit back and enjoy. The next two I picked to kind of pay a tribute to veterans, they were done by Claire Grundman. The first one is called The Girl I Left Behind. And I asked everybody if they knew what the girl who left that he left behind, what her name was. But they did tell me it's Betsy. So she was Betsy. And then the one after that is the British Grenadiers. So they're that force in the British Army. So I hope you enjoy these two pieces. I've had a great time working with these guys. So please sit back and enjoy. so Camelot. I like to think of that wonderful, magical place that I look at, and I think of the round table. And I also think about the fact that Camelot was the first musical I ever saw on stage. So many good memories, and now there's about 40 past that I've seen, and that's where my love is. I love musicals. So we were going to do Camelot, and if you think of Robert Goulet,
If Ever I Would Leave You,
that's in here. Just a whole bunch of fun music from Camelot. My favorite is Morgan Le Fay's song.
Thank you.
So we're going to end today. Am I on? There I am. With a march called Barnum and Bailey March. So think about it going to the circus. But before we start this last piece for the day, I want to tell you how much I appreciate every person that's on the stage behind me. Not only are they wonderful musicians, but I gotta tell you, they're wonderful people too. And I just wanna thank them every Saturday for letting me stand up here and move my arms. It's so wonderful to stand up here and have such wonderful people making wonderful music. And again, thank you for coming today. And also our Christmas concert, if it's not on the program, is the 19th, 17th of December, right here at this spot at 2:30. Come back and have some fun because I've got some fun songs picked out for you to listen to. So come back because we're gonna see if we can make Santa's Christmas happy again. So we're going to finish up with Barnum and Bailey's favorites.